Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, BetMGM Network. It is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P with you. Now we're bringing our buddy Michael Felder, college football analyst at In the Bleachers over on X/Twitter. Michael, welcome to the show. I feel like we've got nothing to talk about, man. Football. No yelling, no screaming, nothing.
Yeah, no yelling, no screaming. I'll tell you what, though. I will say this. I feel very sane. I did not actually yell or scream. You know what I did? I yelled and screamed at how long they were making the reveal take.
Oh, me too.
I had to laugh when I was on the air during the show, the reveal show. And I'm somebody who's been advocating for Notre Dame, and I was looking to maybe bet some Notre Dame if they were to make the playoff. And I knew it was dead. The pipe dream was dead when the first guest they went to was Nick Saban in an Alabama red coat. I'm like, oh, that's it. I don't need to wait anymore. I already know what's going to happen. And then they brought on Herbie, and it's like, oh, let's get Greg McElroy in here. You could see it coming from a mile away, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's honestly, like, here's the thing, and I'll this is just for me. Like, I'm fine with it, if we're being honest. Like, I just – sucks for Notre Dame, absolutely. Obviously, we can talk about them – basically skipping out on the bowl game as well. But at the end of the day, like I am truly just living. I'm living the life, dude. Like I got bigger fish to fry, baby.
Yeah, we all do, man. So if you're the college football overlord, let's put you in charge. Do you think anything here needs to be fixed? If so, what is it? Because this conversation, it's not just a Notre Dame conversation. It's a lot of different directions that we could head down. In your perfect world, does this need fixing?
I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, because the way that I would fix it would be go backwards so that we can move forwards with like a pretty set calendar. But we've seen Joey McGuire talk about it. We've heard Coach Chesney, who's now the coach at UCLA. My buddy's about to interview him in the next hour for UCLA. Wayne Cook is going to interview Bob Chesney. We've heard, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart talk about it as well, but I think you've got to fix the calendar more than anything. And everybody's already talking about going to 16 teams. People are already talking about that, going to 16 teams. It's been, 2 years of this, and they want to go to 16 teams? But you have to fix National Signing Day, because you should not be trying to work on the most important part of your off-field duties, which is recruiting. You should be able to do that during championship weekend. We got to fix the playoff schedule, because they should not be playing in the world. And I think Joey McGuire said it. You should be playing college football in the second semester of that same season. That's never happened, and it shouldn't happen. The playoff schedule, the portal schedule, and then you got to throw in NFL. Do you know what day it is to declare for NFL draft as an underclassman? No. It's January 15th. When's the last game for college football.
I think it's the 20th or the 21st, yeah. Right?
Yeah, 19th wow. or 20th, yeah. So
yeah.
You have to declare as an underclassman to go play a football game that's coming up. I think that's important. And also we have to look at work-in academic calendars, because I think that's another element that we don't talk about nearly enough. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend, like, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt and call and talk about this, be like, student athlete. That's not what I mean. What I mean is you have to be enrolled in school to play football, and most teams want kids in for spring. So you've got to juggle all those different elements, and people so often focus on one thing, signing day, and then they realize, oh, the portal. Okay, so they focus on that thing, and everything happens on these different levels, when instead we should be considering everything in dealing with that.
Who loses by more points? James Madison at Oregon or Tulane at Ole Miss?
Oh, shoo. James Madison at Oregon or Tulane at Ole Miss? I'm going to go. You know what? I think who loses by more points is probably James Madison at Oregon. No. I'm going to go the other way. Let's go, I think, Tulane, Ole Miss. I think okay. There's still a little bit of like that feels a little bit more regional to me, right? Like, they have players that have played against each other before. They have players that have played with each other before with respect to Ole Miss and obviously their next-door neighbor, the city of New Orleans, Tulane. And so I'm going to go with that one. I think that one's going to be one where you're going to really push the pedal to the metal. I think Oregon and – I think JMU won. We know they can score. Two, we know that Oregon, they want to get to the promised land. They want to get to a CFP national championship game. And they know what they've got on their next. The next one is Texas Tech, a team that they're going to have to pull out all the stops. So I think Oregon's just going to take care of business. I think Ole Miss, Tulane. I think one, Ole Miss just lost their coach. Two, there's a little. I think there's still a little bit of at least regional rivalry to this game.
Of the four teams not playing in the first round, which one is most ripe for an upset when they do get back to action in the quarters?
And it's hard not to say Texas Tech. And I say that because we assume Oregon's going to win. I think Texas Tech this season, I don't think they've played anybody that's quite like this Oregon team. I know they played BYU. And I know BYU is a good football team. I'm not going to say that they're not. I understand that. But I think that the answer is going to be – I think Texas Tech is the answer. If I had to pick one of the four, one through four, I think Indiana is hyper-focused. I think Ohio State, they're way more talented than Miami or A&M, although A&M's defense – you know what? I guess if I'm going to go Texas Tech, then Ohio State, because I think A&M's defense is super good. My buddy Roddy Jones tried to talk me into Miami being a dark horse, and I was like, man, I can't – there's no way I can – bet on Miami like that. That's crazy. But A&M, to me, I like the way they play defense. Quarterback situation is pretty good. And so I think that Ohio State is probably two on that list. And then Indiana, Alabama, or Indiana, Oklahoma, that's a rough game. And Georgia's already beat the wheels off Ole Miss. So I think that – I think Georgia, if I had to – Georgia will win. Indiana should win. Ohio State and Texas Tech could lose.
Quick follow-up on Miami. You said you can't see it with a deep run. I understand it, but is your concern more with the quarterback or the head coach?
Oof, come on, man. Six in one hand, half dozen in the other. Because I know there's a lot of folks that are like, I think they just look at the numbers on Carson Beck, and I'm not even talking about yes, he threw for over 3,000 yards, and yes, he has some weapons, and yes, I know he had a four-interception game, but he's been pretty safe with the football overall over the course of the season. I just don't – he doesn't pass the vibes test for me, man, and I know that's not like an answer, but that's the reality. And then you throw in the crystal ball of it all, and I'm like, yo, this dude – who do you – in a tight game, let's look at this. Let's look at these teams, right? We got 12 teams. Mm-hmm. Who was the coach you trust the least if your team is down five or up five with like 3 minutes to play. I've got an answer for you.
I mean, the team you're talking about.
Yeah, the coach we're talking about, right? Yeah. So I trust Sumrall more. I trust Chesney more. Obviously, I trust Cignetti more. I trust Venables more. I trust Kirby more. I trust DeBoer more. Like, I trust McGuire more. I trust every other coach more than I trust that man at the U.
Yeah. So in other words, outside of the 11-12 seed,
yep.
If you were to branch out to head coach quarterback combination and your power ranking those of those 10 teams, they're 10, right? Of ones you trust.
Of the ones I trust? Yeah, like to win or that I trust?
I trust.
Yeah, I'll put them at 10. Let's put them at 10. We'll take 11-12 out. Yes. They're 10. They are 10.
Who's one?
Although Ole Miss is interesting, though, because I don't know. Can we trust that?
I don't know.
So maybe, you know, I'm curious.
Who's one? Move them up to 9.
Move Miami up to 9. Move Ole Miss to 10. Because we have no idea what's going to happen with them. Who do I trust the most?
Yeah.
Yep. Coach and quarterback.
Cignetti Mendoza.
Yeah, I figured.
Cignetti Mendoza. Kirby and Gunner.
Okay.
And then Moore and Lanning.
No saying.
I mean, that's not a saying problem.
That's a day problem for you. Yeah.
That's a day.
Here's my favorite Ryan Day play, and he does it without fault 3 times a season.
Mm-hmm.
We got the ball at the 1 yard line. Let's put the quarterback in the shotgun. And put him at the 6.
Like, I
scream at the TV. I scream at it.
Yeah. Why? If you got 18 inches to go, why would you go back 5 yards to pick up 18 inches?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's diabolical. It's ridiculous. I don't get it at all. And the biggest thing for me is, I understand they won a national championship. Fantastic. He needed that to get the heat off of him. He needed the Michigan win this year to kind of keep the heat off of him. But some of his decisions, I don't understand. And can I just want to say this out loud? You guys put it on wax. If your quarterback does not squat 600 pounds, please ease it with the tush push. Call a real play. If he does not squat 600 pounds, call a real play. That's just reality. Hand the ball off to a guy that does squat 600 pounds. You're running back. Do anything but that, because we saw it with Texas, who also didn't get into the playoff. We saw it with Ohio State, who's the 2 seed. But you cannot run a quarterback sneak where you're just trying to bully your way into the end zone. You can't run that with a guy that doesn't have like tree trunk legs.
With Michael Felder, a couple more minutes here, talking some college football. Do you have a Heisman vote?
No.
Well, so we could talk about it. It's good.
There's no way they would let me have one. They would be looking at my ballot crazy.
Bro, there are so many people that have them that shouldn't have them, but that's another conversation. Where would your ballot go? All right, so how would you fill that out? We know the 4 guys that are going to New York. We know the top 4 vote getters. No surprises there. The order might surprise some people, but what would you do with your ballot?
I mean, if it was me, my ballot?
Yeah.
My own?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Ahmad Hardy from Mizzou. Running back, had a crazy year. Go ahead and throw in my man. What's his name? The kid from UConn had over 100 catches.
They're taking your ballot away immediately.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. They're not gonna let me. They can't let me in the building because I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
But no, realistically, I think Mendoza's gonna be the winner. I'm excited for him too. I love the way he talks about football, and he's the odds-on favorite, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
and He's really, really good. And the thing that I love is the way that, again, like I said, the way he talks about football. Somebody asked him, he got beat up a little bit in that Penn State game where they won on one of the final plays. And they asked him about getting hit. And he said, "Hey man, I don't get to like complain. I see what my teammates go through every single day in practice. And what they go through every single game, every play they get hit, every play they get knocked down, every play they have to get back up. I get hit a couple times a game. It's on me to get back up and keep going." And I think I respect that out of a quarterback to recognize that you're like, there's like football players and then there's quarterbacks and they're a completely different position, and him understanding that goes a long way. And I do think that when he wins this award, he's going to like, this is going to be like not the coronation, or coronation, excuse me, of their season, because they still have unfinished business in terms of trying to win a national championship. But they will. I think this is going to be a chance for him to raise up his entire team, and I think he's the type of player that does that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I'll be watching it. Maybe not the most exciting Heisman race throughout the
year. Are you going to be watching it for real?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to bet one somebody else.
Yeah, but you can get those. you can get those results on your phone immediately.
I know. I'll watch it. What? Dude, what else is on? Saturday.
It's Saturday, man. I'll probably put a movie on it. Have a bottle of red wine.
Sam, tell me what you were watching on Sunday night.
The Diddy documentary.
Oh, my wife's watching that too. My wife's watching it too.
50 killed it, bro. Killed it.
I was going to say, the 50 Cent stuff that I see on Instagram has been very compelling, but not compelling enough for me to turn it on.
Michael, let's talk in depth about these games next week, all right?
Yeah, dude, looking forward to it. Like, that's what I love to do, is like, actually, like, I can't wait to like dig into these teams and talk some ball.
Michael Felder at In the Bleachers on X. Make sure you check him out there. Joe O, Sammy P, you got Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Will Brinson will drop by 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that conversation. We touched on the Heisman there at the end of our conversation with Michael Felder. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes. Should be a fun one. All right. Let's go NFC playoff picture. Let's talk about it here. You've got the Rams as the one with a 10-3 record. The Packers 9-3-1. So with that Bears Packers flip, like a lot changed. The Bears were the one seed last week, and this week they're sitting at the 7 seed because of that one result. That's where we are in the calendar. One game changes so much. Philly, a team that nobody likes, nobody trusts. They're 8-5, third seed. Third best division winner. The fourth best division winner, Tampa. They suck. They lost to New Orleans. God, if you've been watching this team over the last 6 weeks, I don't know how you have any confidence in them. Oh, but guess what? They would play Seattle. Seattle on the road, who's awesome on the road at Tampa Bay. Oh, that'd be an interesting number. San Francisco, Chicago, last two wildcard spots with 9-4 records in the NFC. Right now, Detroit on the outside. Looking in, so I, you know, in the AFC, we might have our teams. We'll talk about that, our seven teams. NFC-wise, like, there could be a bunch of changes. There could be Carolina and Tampa flipping. Probably only one team makes it out of the NFC South. Is it going to be Tampa or Carolina? I don't know. They still have to play twice. You could have Detroit sneaking in. They're one game behind both Chicago and San Francisco. They do play the Bears, the Lions do, in the final week of the year. Cowboys probably out with a record of 6-6-1. But Sam, we were talking about it earlier. There's a lack of teams we trust in the NFC. And a whole lot could change, whether it's division or just how this picture looks.
I was doing the math on a Seattle-Tampa line because I was intrigued to see what I would have. So Seattle over Tampa on a neutral would be 8 for me. And then you add in the home field, let's call it 2.5, give or take. We're at Seattle minus 5.5 at Tampa. And honestly, that might be light. I think guys would lay 5.5, 6. So I'm curious if that is the matchup. Like, what's the first number that we see, Seattle at Tampa? Obviously, Seahawks are going to be favored, and it's not 3. It's much higher than 3. But is it 5? Is it 5.5? Is it 6? Is it 7? I don't know. I mean, it would depend on how Seattle finishes, obviously, and if Tampa stumbles in. But I guess, gun to my head, if you made me open it, I'd go either 5.5 or 6 on that line at Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not interested in taking Tampa right now. They look terrible. And then we saw it, and people were shocked. Oh, my God, they're 8.5-point favorites to close at 7.5. I can't believe it. Like, no, if you've been watching this team at all, they're not the team that we saw in September and October when Baker Mayfield was discussed as a possible MVP candidate. I mean, they're negative 26-point differential. They're worse than the Bears, sitting 7-6. Do you think Carolina, with a 7-6 record themselves, is going to take the division? Obviously, the results of those two matchups is going to possibly decide it, but I mean, chances are they end up splitting, so maybe not. If you look at the odds right now, Tampa Bay is a heavy favorite. They're $3 at least. Mm.
That's a lot. I would bet Carolina before I'd bet Tampa for sure. I'm not laying $3 on a Baker Mayfield offense without a bunch of weapons, and the offensive line is just battered with injuries. Wirfs is hurt again. Mm-hmm. I'm not laying 300 on Tampa. That ain't happening.
No chance. Nope. That's, you know, you could look at this and say, oh man, that sucks for Seattle. If it's Seattle in the 5 seed, it could be the Rams. The Seattle Seahawks could win that division. They're the same record as the Rams. You could flip them and put them at 5. Whoever's in that 5 spot for not getting the bye, what a great spot going to Tampa Bay, visiting the worst division winner And it's the same situation in the AFC. If it's Pittsburgh, if it's Baltimore, visiting the worst division winner, that's not bad at all.
These other markets too, NFC North, Packers minus 250, that seems light. I mean, do you really want to bet the Bears at plus 310? I don't. So I would consider, let's do a Packers click and a Panthers click. That is a parlay of almost 4-1. Panthers win the South, Packers win the North, plus 386. I'm intrigued by that.
So if you look at this Packers schedule, I do want to just bring this up. If you want to eliminate Detroit, totally understand. They're not even in the playoff picture right now.
They're the 8-1. Packers,
what's that?
Detroit's 8-1 to win the North.
Right, exactly. At Denver, at Chicago, at Minnesota to end it, their home game is Baltimore. So do you think the Packers are going to win the game at Soldier Field?
I just expect the Bears to crumble. That's what I expect. Okay. I mean, people don't want to hear that, but the Bears have lost 30 of the last 36 meetings. I know the Bears are better, but I still don't think the Bears are good. I think they're getting better. They have a good coaching staff. No, I don't trust Caleb Williams to win an important game. I'm sorry. Sue me for that. I'll go to war with anybody from Chicago on that. Okay, he's a good young player. In a game that he must win, ain't getting a cent from me on that side. Ain't happening.
Understood. Prove it to me first. Totally get it. They have Cleveland. The Bears, the argument there is they have three home games, one road game, and they've got a game they're favored by more than a touchdown this weekend. So that would be the argument. And then Packers have a tough road game. Broncos as a home dog. So, yeah, I'm not going to take the Packers because I think they could easily end up losing this division. But to your point about the Bears, certainly understand where you're coming from there. It's going to be Philadelphia. It's going to be. San Francisco is going to be in. So which team is out? Is it Detroit?
If Detroit loses this week, and the math obviously says that they will because they're a 6-point dog, Detroit is now 8-6. And let's assume Chicago wins, beats Cleveland as a 7-point favorite. Now the 7 seed Chicago is 10-4, and Detroit is 8-6. It's not good math. You basically have to win out, right? Including, a game against Chicago in Chicago where Jared Goff has never been good in the cold. We make fun of him all the time. Not ideal, man. That's the last game of the year. You could get a snow game. Jared Goff
it's
and Matt Offen
down
outside.
To that game.
Yep.
So that will be what, like after the New Year's?
Yeah, it'll be the last game of the year. So that'd be January. Well, they could flex it. It's either the 3rd or the 4th.
That might be the Sunday night game. That might be the last game of the year.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Sunday night. Jared Goff in the cold there. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good spot for him. But they could be on the outside. Look, that would suck, man. That would really suck for them. But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it would.
One of these teams is gonna get screwed. One of them. So it's gonna be San Fran, Chicago, or Detroit. There's gonna be a 10-win team that's good that's not in.
Bears play both. Bears play San Fran and Detroit. They literally control their destiny. If you split with those two, you probably get in. Let me go back to the drawing board here. So you don't like the Packers bet. Fine, let's take that out. How about a Panthers South bet and a Seahawks West bet parlayed together? That's almost 9-1.
The Seahawks have the second toughest remaining schedule. Right? Yes. Winning percentage 654. Top three toughest, Indy 1, Seattle 2, Denver 3. So that's why you're getting a little bit of value. What's that Seattle number again?
plus 185. But if you hook it with Carolina plus 240, you get almost 9-1.
Okay. They're beating the Colts this week. It's going to be decided week 16, right? Seahawks Rams in Seattle.
And if Seattle wins, we're not going to get 9-1 on that bet anymore. But Carolina
I like it.
Carolina would be the bet. If you're looking for a non-playoff team to crash the party, that would be my first answer. Carolina plus 250, give or take.
So I want to go back to your thought on the Bears and your opinion there. What about the Bears to miss? Plus 165 at BetMGM.
No, I don't want to go that far because you have winnable games on the schedule. I just don't trust Caleb against the Packers. I feel like, you know, that pressure, Parsons probably plays better. I texted you Sunday. I'm like, where's Micah Parsons at? And you said he's being held. Very funny. I mean, he was getting held all game, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Chicago's schedule, I mean, you got to win two games. You win 11, you're likely going to make it. Crazy to say that. I mean, but that's where you're at. So you got four left. Cleveland should win. Green Bay could win. At San Fran, I don't like them in that game. And then you're home in the snow, potentially against Detroit. You win two out of four, you're in. So I'm not going to short that. I don't trust Caleb Williams against the Packers. I don't.
You've taken your stand on the Buffalo Bills. It's a strong stance. You have not wavered since the summer. What about the NFC representation here? Who's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl? Who do you trust? You were asking me who I trust. It's a short list. Who do you trust?
Well, the easy answer would be Detroit. Or not Detroit. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Detroit right now. The easy answer would be the Rams. But, I mean, like, I hate changing my prediction midseason. Some like to do it. Some thrive off of that. I
do it weekly.
I got a buddy back home who every year the March Madness bracket comes out and he fills out 9 brackets. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Ugh. Like, stop. I fill out 1 bracket. I pick 1 Super Bowl team. Call me old fashioned. So, you know, before the year, I had Buffalo beating San Francisco. If you want to give me a mulligan on San Francisco, I could pick somebody else. But, I mean, I'm not changing, like, my take. Like, my take was Buffalo beat San Francisco. And I'll tell you what, man, if that Niners team had any warm bodies on defense, we'd be talking about them to win the whole thing. We would.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, I don't think that's a coward's way out. If they had Bosa and Warner, this is a different conversation. We're talking about them in that conversation for winning the West. And
we're talking about number one seed. If they're healthy on defense, they're winning the conference, maybe, like the best seed.
Well, as it is, I don't think they're in a bad situation anyway. San Francisco at Philly right now. Who are you taking to win that game?
Where's it at?
At Philly, which might be a bad thing. Philly.
Yeah, that's right. They could turn on the team, no doubt. Start they calling from with the playoff rabbit or whatever. Or the, what is it? Positivity rabbit. Sorry.
Want Tanner McKee to play.
That's the thing that makes me the most upset, that I was right size, wrong shape. I mean, San Francisco, my handicap there was Shanahan will handle the offense, Saleh will handle the defense. And they have paired together masterfully yet again, as they did, you know, many years ago when they went to a Super Bowl together. That was my handicap. I did not see 4 starters on defense hitting the IR. You mentioned Warner and Bosa. How about Mikel Williams and Gross Matos on the D line?
Yep.
So they're crushed by injuries, but they're still 9-4. So that's my biggest complaint about this season. We could complain about a lot of things. My biggest complaint is that San Fran's defense is just not healthy. And if they were, we'd be talking about them as one of the top-tier teams in the league.
With Paul, I took a shot on the Lions last week before the Thursday game. So you know where I'm going to be? I'm going to be rooting for the Bears to miss for my bet because that's the only way in. Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago are your 3 wildcard spots right now, and the Lions play the Bears. So that's probably where I'm going to be. Last week of the season, the winner makes the playoffs. that's likely the scenario.
Wow. It would never be us rooting against the Bears, huh? Never.
I can't wait. Maybe you're going to
good, better, best. Never let it rest. Shut up.
I'm still getting a kick out of the hot dog videos that are coming out too, because more and more people are going there, like filming their interaction. And with the fine ladies that work there, the wiener circle, dude,
I could watch.
I gotta be careful when the kids are around.
I know we've talked about it on this show. I could watch the Triumph comic insult dog going to wiener circle every week for the rest of my life.
They were forcing them to put some tips in when they were collecting their free hot dogs the other day. All right, we're going to talk about the Heisman. Is there a last-minute bet to be made? That's next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to some Heisman thoughts here before Saturday's big announcement. Felder is not going to be watching it. He thinks it's ridiculous to be watching it. Felder ain't a gambler. Like, if you have a bet on something, you got to watch it sometimes, if it's a possibility. Sam, I saw the food order just showed up over at the house.
Man, this smell, got the McDonald's breakfast. Oh, it's one of the best smells. I don't even want it anymore. I just wanted to smell it.
I saw the bag. I'm sausage. Like, is it breakfast or lunch? I was thinking the early lunch.
No. I hit the wire right before. I had a deadline that I had to meet. So I got the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins and the hash browns. Those will be demolished during the break. Don't you worry.
Are you a McGriddle guy?
I don't mind them. I just like the McMuffins more. You know, when I was a kid, we used to do the hotcakes. My brother and I would get the hotcakes. McDonald's pancakes when you were a kid, we're talking in the 90s, those hit different.
Yep. It's
much different.
Yeah. Those are excellent. The hash browns are strong too. That's good. I like McGriddle. Oh, they're awful for you, but they're so damn good. Yes. Yes. What else is good there now? Let's go over the entire McDonald's menu the rest of the show.
I don't eat it as much as I used to, and here's why. I'm not in the car anymore. I don't really go anywhere. That sounds really sad. But when I do, I'm not driving, you know? So when I used to work at Nesson and I was in a pinch for lunch, I'd go to McDonald's. I used to just get a quarter pounder or a double quarter pounder, depending on how filthy I felt that day. You know, the filthier you feel, the more disgusting you eat. That's how I've always felt. So I would get, I'd get a quarter pounder and a large fry and Diet Coke. But I don't go to McDonald's anymore. I haven't done that in, man, maybe 6 months, give or take.
Damn, good discipline there. Sometimes you've got to. Early baseball game, go drop for breakfast, or late baseball game, driving home. All right, where are we going to stop? Of course the kids are going to pick McDonald's, like of the options. They usually do, unless Culver's is an option, because that will be
I don't have that.
Near the top.
I don't have
of the
Culver's.
List. No?
Nope.
Where else do they? I mean, we're spoiled. I mean, anything you could think of, we have it. And, you know, multiple Portillo's. And I know if you were by me, you'd be dropping by the White Castle, which is a mile from my house all the time. Like, there's just way too many options. It's a problem.
Our examples are much different, though. Like, our examples, you said, like, oh, like on the way to baseball or on the way back from baseball. Mine is, oh, I did 8 shots of whiskey last night. I need McDonald's. Like, like, our examples are a little bit different. We get there in much different ways.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm trying to think. There's another new one that just opened by me. Yeah, and I haven't been there yet. Now, as if there's not enough fast food places by me or places to eat. They just opened up a Jack in the Box a couple miles down the road.
Oh.
I've never had it. Still have never had it in my life. Did you see George's In-N-Out review the other day?
No. What did he give it?
Dude, it's just food hanging from his mouth. It's just
if you're gonna do a food review, don't be a slob. I don't wanna see sauce all over your face.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
He's a big smack guy, no doubt.
Yeah, 100%. All
so
right.
Actually, hold on. Since you brought George up, one of my favorite segments on this very dying radio program, you were off. I don't know if you were in Myrtle Beach. You were somewhere with the team. And George put up a video that morning. And Kate, during the break, just started laughing. And she's like, I love when George tells us if he showered or not. And I was like, well, how often do you shower a week? And she's like, oh, every day. And I'm like, that's a lie. And she's like, I know. So we had this debate. How often do you shower every week? And I think I was at 5 or 6. And I said, everybody also lies about how much they shower. And we got a lot of traction on that, and people were sending in tweets and DMs and all that, and it all came from George telling us, all right, guys, shower today, hair looks great. And I was like, you know, he's showering maybe 3 times a week, maybe.
Twice. I was going to – the number is 2.5.
I'd take the over, but I'd sweat that all the way till the end of the week.
Yep. Does Sunday count as the previous week, or is that a new week? Like, you'd be sweating.
It depends.
Hard.
Well, it depends. I mean, George is a tout now, so it depends on how you want to shape it. But there have been, stretches where, like, he wears the same shirt 2 days in a row. And then there was another stretch where he would wear a shirt, say he'd wear one of the Nautica polos on Tuesday. And then the video on Wednesday would be, all right, guys, just showered, hair looks great, and have the same polo on.
Same shirt.
Like, doing you video. Wore that shirt yesterday, and then you showered and put it back on? Or did he shower in the shirt? These are the things I need to know.
Let me tell you something. A couple weeks from now, I'm going to be wearing the same clothes like three straight days. Shower or no shower, not on video for doing anything, pissed at the world, like, leave me alone. Yeah, it's going to be great. Merry Christmas. Happy New Good. Year.
All right, I know you want to do Heisman. I took 8 minutes from you. My apologies.
It's fine. Did you see the Athletic poll this morning?
I did not.
All right. New one gets posted. Yesterday, I mentioned quickly on the show that the On3 did their Heisman ballot among their writers. They came up with Diego Pavia as the winner. Athletic poll comes out this morning. They have Mendoza at the winner, as the winner. But as far as votes, no, it's actually points, I should say. Points, Mendoza 64, Pavia 61. Mendoza 14 first place votes, Pavia 11. Athletic poll is saying, with real voters here, they're saying it's a coin toss. It's a coin flip between Mendoza and Pavia. Sayan was six on the list of their straw poll, which I find hilarious. But I'm looking around this morning. I don't know if it's changed in the last couple hours that we've been on the air. The best number that I could find on Pavia was 12-1. Everybody's saying Mendoza won it on Saturday night. Michael Felder thinks Mendoza won it, and he wouldn't vote for him. He was mentioning other guys. He'd go against the grain a little bit, but everybody believes it's like minus 2000 at BetMGM for Mendoza. But all these straw polls of writers out there that have votes, they're saying it's going to be really close between the two.
Are you going to carry me to a bet? Are we doing it?
I see a 12-1.
Yep.
For something that is likely to be a coin flip, you asked me yesterday, I was hemming and hawing, I wasn't quite sure, and then I see this, and then you start to look at the numbers. Pavia has 1,000 more total yards than Mendoza. 1,000. Obviously, the rushing is the big difference. Total touchdowns, Mendoza has them 38-36. Not much of a difference. You know, obviously, we'll give you a little bit of a check mark, but not a big gap. Accuracy, completion percentage, almost identical. 71.2 versus 72. Percent. Passing yards, Pavia has more. Obviously, rushing yards, that's how you get to the 1,000 more. The Big Ten title game is going to decide things for some voters. But at 12-1, when it's probably going to come down to maybe the last few votes, I think it's worth it. What do you think?
At 12-1, that's where I start. It probably shouldn't be 12-1, but the book that has 12-1 is clearly trying to entice some Pavia money. Any book that's dealing 12 is just inundated with Mendoza money. So
there are a lot of
there's no need. Yeah. So, but the 12 is obviously like, hey, come on in, come bet this because we need to write some money on Diego Pavia. If you're giving me those facts, though, about these straw polls and the way that these pollsters are viewing it, I don't think it's a bad idea to take a little taste of 12-1.
Yeah. Yep.
The question is, are you betting like 50 or 200? Not to get into your business, but are we talking, a nice bet or just a little bit?
Yeah, it depends what's nice for you. Doing 50? No, I would go more.
Is it a unit? Are you betting a unit? And you don't have to tell us how much your unit is, obviously, but are you going a unit or a half unit?
I was thinking a couple.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I'm sick of I was getting annoyed the other day. Get these Heisman losers out of my accounts. I can't wait for a couple of them. The Mateer one, I looked at I'm like, oh. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, man.
Get out of the account already. I know.
Yeah. I got multiple in several accounts. I got the Carson Becks and the Ty Simpsons. And I go back to remember when Alabama beat Georgia week three or week four, can't remember exactly what week it was, Beck and Simpson were co-favored. And I'm like, man, I'm good at my job. Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, you were right as far as number-wise and value at the time. And then you've got Beck, a top two favorite. You're like, yes, I got this 37. Then you got Simpson, a top two favorite. All right, I got this monster number. The idea was right. They just didn't finish the season for you.
That's yeah, I'm looking at a bet right now. Ty Simpson, 500 to win 10,000. Man, that'd be nice. That'd be nice about now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Never know. We knew it was going to be a quarterback. It's going to be a quarterback, just which one? And it looks like it's going to be a close vote. That's why as long as we got nothing going on, that's why I'll probably be watching live, because I'll be on pins and needles, because I think it's going to be a really close vote. You know, last year's vote was pretty was closer than people realize, too.
Yeah, it didn't match the price of Hunter being minus 2,000 or whatever.
Yep. It's going to be fascinating. Interesting. Another hour to go. Joe O, Sammy P, our buddy Will Brinson is going to drop by. Let's talk about these playoff pictures with him and the upcoming card in the National Football League. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.